The latest from our daily newsletter at podnews.net. The Verge is asking today, can anyone moderate podcasts? It's following up on the story that Steve Bannon's War Room podcast is still available on Apple Podcasts, even though it's been chucked off YouTube. Interviews suggest most podcast apps are trusting Apple to choose what's acceptable and what isn't. And the story claims that podcasting, quote, isn't ready for moderation. Apple Podcasts are looking for a head of international. You'll work out of their London office. The job posting says, we are seeking an excellent senior leader with a thorough understanding of the podcasts industry. Some nice coverage of Africa Podfest, which happened last weekend, is linked from our show notes and our newsletter today. Lemonada Media has signed with Hollywood talent agency CAA. They were previously with UTM. What are Mark Cuban's thoughts about podcasting? He spoke to Erica Mandy at Podcast Movement, and she writes about the interview in Business Insider. Is there more consolidation on the way? The owner of Global, a company that owns radio and poster sites in the UK and the DAX audio ad platform in the UK and North America, has bought 8.8% of iHeartMedia. The deal isn't connected with Global, though. Last week, we reported the ACPM podcast ranker in France. Today, the other one, run by Médiamétrie, reports that January hit 100 million global downloads of podcasts by their French publishers, almost all radio broadcasters. An incomplete ranker, it measures participating publishers only. GR Studio is a thing that helps you record, edit, and publish podcast content straight from your browser. Looks pretty good, especially if you have a Chromebook, I guess. Google Podcasts is pretty good now, says a review. Leven Hiermans asks, is the Dutch language market really too small for podcasts? And we're proud to sponsor the Podcasting Seriously newsletter from Lantiga Williams & Co. It's on a mission to highlight stories that deserve recognition in podcasting and to support you in your adventures. It's a Monday, so time for some tech stuff. 9.4% of recently updated podcasts are using the Podcasting 2.0 namespace. We sampled 85,000 podcasts last week. 8.6% used the lock tag in some form. 0.2% already used the person tag, which was only finalized last week. We mentioned a while back that Libsyn have been updating all RSS feeds to secure HTTPS ones. Other podcast hosts that we've discovered doing this are Podomatic, Squarespace, and Spreaker. Just Audio is an open-source feature-rich audio player written in Flutter. We link to that today, as well as the Anytime Podcast Player, which uses it and is available on Android only at the moment, but written in Dart and Flutter. We also link to a good post about how Breaker skips silences in their iOS app. And if you want an FFmpeg command to replace an embedded episode image with a new one for an M4A format file, then you're a very strange person. But we've published that as well in our show notes and our newsletter, not entirely unrelated to that. This podcast now has embedded episode images. That's nice, isn't it? And in podcast news, a cup of tea and a chat with former K-Rock announcers Gene Bean Baxter and Ali McKay has signed a sales deal with Art19. It moves the podcast away from being a Patreon exclusive. Bean's also on podcast radio if you miss him. Deeply Human is an ambitious collaboration between the BBC World Service, American Public Media and iHeartMedia. The programme, says the press release, brings together the number one podcast publisher globally with the BBC's nearly century-long expertise in audio storytelling and APM's success in making podcasts for the American market. And the Sounds Profitable podcast includes an interview with Rishabh Jain on podcast ad targeting after the death of cookies. It's worth a listen to understand what advertisers really get from a podcast listen. And that's the latest from our newsletter. Subscribe for all the links at podnews.net.